This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelpeth. A coronavirus resurgence is wiping out 2 months of progress in the U.S. and sending infections to dire new levels in the South and West. Hospital administrators and health experts have warned that politicians and a public tired of being cooped up are letting a disaster unfold. With more than 36,000 COVID-19 cases reported Wednesday, the U.S. is back near its late April peak. New cases have been declining steadily in early U.S. hotspots, such as the states of New York and New Jersey, but several other states have set single-day case records this week. They include Arizona, California, Mississippi, Nevada, and Texas. Some of them also broke hospitalization records. Coronavirus infections are climbing rapidly among young Americans in a number of states where bars, stores, and restaurants have reopened. It's a disturbing generational shift that puts young people in greater peril than many realize and poses an even bigger danger to the older people who cross their paths. National figures show that almost as soon as states began reopening, people 18 to 49 years old quickly became the age bracket most likely to be diagnosed with new cases. And although every age group saw an increase in cases during the first week in June, the numbers shot up fastest in the younger age group. South Africa is taking part in Africa's first human trials aimed at producing a potential vaccine against the coronavirus. Oxford University is working with South Africa's University of Witwatersrand. The two announced Wednesday thousands of volunteers will be taking part. This is VOA News. Global markets are mixed Thursday, with Asia beginning the day sustaining serious losses due to more pandemic-imposed gloom, though the situation was much better in Europe, with London, Paris, and Frankfurt all up. The mixed situation is due to more bad news about COVID-19 from the United States. Wednesday showed the highest one-day number of new cases since late April. Most of those cases came out of the states of Florida and Texas, which both posted over 5,000 new cases. Wall Street is likely to get off to a bad start on Thursday, with the Dow Jones, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all trending downward in futures trading. Senegalese President Macky Sall is self-quarantining as a precaution after coming in contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. The president's office issued a statement late Wednesday saying although Sall tested negative for the virus, he will self-isolate for 15 days based on advice of doctors. So far, Senegal has confirmed more than 6,100 coronavirus cases and 93 deaths. Qantas Airways has announced that it is releasing at least 20% of its workforce and plans to raise up to $1.9 billion of equity as part of drastic measures in response to the coronavirus crisis. The Australian airline also said it will ground 100 aircraft for up to 12 months and some for longer, as well as retire its six remaining Boeing 747 jets immediately, 6 months ahead of schedule. Qantas said it will cut at least 6,000 positions among its 29,000 employees, while another 15,000 staff would remain down temporarily, particularly those associated with international operations, until more flying returns. U.S. House Democrats blasted Attorney General William Barr at a hearing on Wednesday over accusations he improperly meddled in criminal cases and antitrust probes for political gain. But they stopped short of pledging to take any steps to try to oust the nation's top law enforcement official. Three white men arrested last month in the slaying of a black man who was gunned down as he jogged through the suburban neighborhood in the state of Georgia 4 months ago were indicted on Wednesday on murder and other charges. Video footage showing the killing of 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery in the coastal southern town of Brunswick emerged on social media and went viral in May. Read the full story on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.